Welcome to Chilling with Teddy G, an authentic black channel empowering the black community and capturing the modern day black reality through investigative journalism. I'm your host, Teddy G. Let me do a little housekeeping before we get started today. You know how we got to keep our dirty laundry clean with the Copyright Disclaimer Act of 1976. Under Title 17, Section 107, allowances is made for the fair use for the purpose such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarships, and research. Fair use is permitted by the copyright statute that may otherwise be infringing. Nonprofit, educational, or personal use tips the balance in the favor of fair use. All right, everyone. I hope y'all grabbed your favorite cup of coffee, tea, latte, whatever it is you prefer to drink, while we get into this next Crime Watch story, ladies and gentlemen, that actually comes from my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, where we had a once looted for his skill as an instructor, Terrence Green, name was Disgrace. Once it was learned that he had raped multiple children for more than two decades. Yep, more than two decades. You have to wonder how the schools that he worked for wasn't made aware of his behavior. It had to come up sometime. I'm just sorry that it took two decades to get into this story. So this a former Cleveland a dance teacher, he gets, ladies and gentlemen, at least 365 years for sexually abusing 8 teenage students. That's right. They gave him exactly what he deserved. 365 years. Okay? Which we people say is ridiculous because we know he won't live that long. Well, the reason why they do that is to make sure that he never, ever gets out of prison. And we had a few of the parents there who spoke out about his behavior and the tragedy that it has caused their children as well as their family. One of them went as far as even to say that, I hope you're rotten hell for what you've done to my child. And I grieve for these children as well as their parents for the horrific sexual abuse that they had at the hands at so-called trustful dance teacher. You know, someone who you trust as teaching your children, someone you trust to keep them safe and harm while they're under your tutelage, and you took that authority and abused it for your own sexual gratification. It's horrible, ladies and gentlemen. It's totally horrible. Okay, so according to WKYC Channel 3 in Cleveland, Ohio, it says a disgraced former Cleveland dance teacher will almost certainly spend the rest of his life in prison for sexually abusing several of his students over a period of more than two decades. Now, the Cuyahoga County Common Pleas Judge Kevin Kelly on Thursday sentenced Terrence Green to life behind bars with the possibility of parole after 365 years. Now, in all, he was subsequently convicted of 16 counts of rape, 25 counts of sexual battery, 1 count of gross sexual imposition, 8 counts of felonious assault, 13 counts of kidnapping, and 2 counts of disseminating matters harmful to a juvenile. Now, Green, who was 57, was once looted for his skills as a teacher, helping numbers of students make it to the Broadway during his career at both the Cleveland School of Arts and the Cuyahoga Community College Creative Arts. However, though, accomplishments proved to merely be a cover for his crimes. As prosecutors said, he raped and assaulted at least 8 children between the ages of 14 and 17 from 1998 to 2019. Now, this is what I want y'all to understand. From 98 to 2019, okay, all of this was going on, that there should have been some red flags. And I'm going to read you a red flag, ladies and gentlemen. This makes me try to understand, why would they take away his tenure as a teacher when back in 2004, Green was found not guilty of unharmful sexual contact with a minor, continuing to teach while also apparently sharing hotel rooms with his students. It was not until June of 2020 that additional charges came Green's way, and the U.S. Marshals arrested him 2 months later in New York. So how is these schools not sharing the blame for what they allowed to happen to Green, regardless of the fact that he was found not guilty, but the fact that he was brought up on these charges? So on Thursday, some of Green's victims addressed the court, emotionally recounting the effects that Green's abuse had on them. One of those who spoke talked about the particular pain of Green's infecting him with HIV. My God. As well as his feelings that even Green receiving a lengthy prison term was not good enough, according to this parent. He says, I don't forgive you. I don't wish you well. I don't wish you good health. I hope you rot. That's what the man told Green. I hope you have a terrible meal, or two, or three, or however many they serve during the course of the day, because everything that is coming to you is what you deserve. Now, Terrence Green was allowed to speak himself, and he continued to deny all the charges against him. He claimed the stress of the case has caused suffering for him and prompted him up to as a mentor and father figure to his students. He goes on to say that I'm not one to harm anyone, further asserting he had never ever heard of some of these accusers. Prior to handing down the sentence, Judge Kelly commended those who testified against Green for their courage, saying that their efforts were not lost on the court. The judge declined to say any further words to Green directly. Through his, though he did note Green will have to register as a tier 3 sex offender for the remainder of his life, should he ever leave prison, which we already know that that's not going to happen. And trust me, he's registered already. And everybody in that prison going to know who he is and what he done, and know that he's a tier 3 sex offender. Now, back in 2021, the Cleveland Metropolitan School District paid $3.25 million to settle a lawsuit brought by 8 of Green's former students. Tracy had denied any knowledge of those claims against Green prior to hiring him. I find that hard to believe. What kind of background check did y'all do where you couldn't pull up his arrest record, his work history? There had to be some red flags here. That's what I say. And if y'all didn't believe that, then why are you paying out this type of money to these 8 students? Somebody knew something, as far as I'm concerned. And then there is some information that was received prior to his hiring that, in my opinion, was neglected. But actually, they told me not to speak on it, but I have to tell it like it is. And the some other convictions that he had, some I'm gonna use the word rumors of homosexuality being involved with young boys. Yeah, that's right, I said it. I'm not scared. You know, I have to tell y'all what I know, okay? Even though this is a hearsay and not factual, it still should be noted that this information was out there and it was available. Let's listen at this news report from WKYC Channel 3, ladies and gentlemen. and see exactly what they had to say.
A former Cleveland dance teacher is found guilty of sexually assaulting his students when they were teens decades ago.
Terrence Green was convicted today of 65 counts involving the rape and sexual battery of 8 of his former students. He was a dance instructor for the Cleveland School of Arts and for Tri-C's Dance Academy for Children.
Tonight, his victims are calling the verdict vindication.
We, the jury in this case, do find defendant Terrence Green guilty of rape in violation.
Terrence Green immediately handcuffed as the guilty verdict was read in Cuyahoga County Court. The dance instructor at the Cleveland School of the Arts convicted of the rape, sexual battery, and more of 8 students, all under 18, from 1998. To 2019.
Imagine having your mentor betray you and treat you like that.
The attorney for the victims, men now in their 20s and 30s, calls the verdict justice, a long time coming.
I think they're relieved. I think this really gives them some closure.
Ryan Fisher represented the victims in a civil lawsuit against the school, which is part of the Cleveland Metropolitan School District. CMSD settled with the victims in 2021 for $3.25 million.
I want these children to one day come back, you know, and say that I made it.
Green was an acclaimed dance teacher who helped launch the careers of many young dancers, some who performed on Broadway. He later worked for Tri-C's Dance Academy for Children, where prosecutors say the abuse continued.
He left Cleveland School of the Arts and got a job at Tri-C. And he was, and he repeated his behavior at Tri-C.
Fisher filed a separate lawsuit against Tri-C on behalf of one accuser, claiming that the school's background check on Green got a red X for allegations with students, but that Tri-C negligently hired Green anyway, and nobody even reviewed the background report before hiring him. But no matter the outcome of the civil cases, the victims say it's this outcome in court that mattered most.
They're relieved. All of them were concerned that he was going to go out there and do this again to somebody else.
The civil lawsuit.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So there was a red flag thrown up, and Tri-C refused to ignore the red flag that was thrown up, that specifically said that there was allegations of child abuse right there. So like I say, ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand how they hired this guy knowing that there was some red flags, some past issues with him working with children. But in the end, he gets what he deserved from the public. But I guarantee you those cellmates and his prisoner colleagues, I should say, I don't think they're going to forget. In every part of that time that he has to do in whatever penitentiary that they send him to, I'm sure that they're going to remind him in some way, form, or fashion of his abuse and his negligence to these children who are our future. All right, with all that being said, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Teddy G. I want to tell you guys, always, we're living in a new normal now. You have to protect yourself from these viruses out here. So just like I still do right now, I wear my gloves, I wear my face masks. I take care of my immune system. I do everything I can to help reduce the spread of all of these viruses that's out here. And I pray and ask y'all guys to do the same. I tell y'all these things and I bring y'all these stories for one reason and one reason only. That's because I love you. And loving you guys is my food. And I am hungry each and every single day of my life. And until I have the opportunity to address you guys again, I bid each and every one of you peace, love, and soul.
Trusting your locker natural hair journey is oh so rewarding, but can be extremely stressful when you start to consider what products to use. If that's you, then look no further. Locklicious is a Black-owned company that has created an all-natural product line for locked and loose natural crowns. The Locklicious team works hard to ensure that their products are free of parabens, phthalates, sulfates, PEG, synthetics, and other toxic chemicals you find in other products. Best of all, the products are lightweight and will not leave residue or cause buildup. Go to locklicious.com to start treating your crown like royalty.